Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of spending little on simple things, on food, on drink, on sufficing on little as far as having a simple life is concerned. So today's hadith, an Urwa radiallahu anhu an Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, annaha kanat taqulu wallahi yabna ukhti إن كنا ننظر إلى الهلال ثم الهلال ثم الهلال ثلاثة أهلة في شهرين وما أوقد في أبيات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نار قلت يا خالة وما كان يعيشكم قالت الأسودان التمر والماء إلا أنه قد كان لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جيران من الأنصار وكانت لهم منائح وكان يرسلون إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من ألبانها فيسقينا متفق عليه. حضرت عروة رضي الله عنه narrates from حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها. حضرت عروة was حضرت عروة بن زبير رضي الله عنه. He was the nephew of حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها's sister was حضرت أسماء. So this was حضرت أسماء's son. His father was حضرت Zubair radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu anhu. So he was a nephew of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he had such a thirst for knowledge that he would continue learning from his aunt, his khala, this is his mother's sister, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that about 4 to 5 years before she had passed away, he had memorized all the ahadith that she had heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In those days, the relationship between the nephew and the aunt was something of deen. Even the servant and the master, even the general public, that their relationship was one that where they gave deen priority. So anyway, as a nephew now, he is narrating this hadith from his aunt, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. He says that she used to say, by Allah, O my nephew, we used to, she's talking, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is talking about her own household situation. By Allah, O my nephew, we used to see the crescent, then the next crescent, and then the next crescent, 3 crescents in 2 months. In other words, 2 consecutive months without a fire being lit in the houses of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What this means is, normally what would need to be cooked on a fire, we hadn't seen any type of food like that where we had to cook it. Whatever we ate was something that was dry, that you could just take out of a jar, so to speak, and eat. We didn't eat anything that was cooked. So therefore, Ra'aytul Hilal, Thummal Hilal, Thummal Hilal. Now we know we only got 1 moon. 2 moons will mean moon and the sun. Or sometimes you say the 2 Umars. The 2 Umars who you're referring to, one is Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and the other one is Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So it's just an expression. Sometimes you're talking about one thing, but you say 2. So here she's talking about 2 black things, actually referring to the general color of the dates found in Madinah Sharif, which is black. But using the expression 2 black things, and other 2 common things.